Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll continue the NBA conversation with our next guest. Former NBA standout, put 15 years into the league. He was a member of the Jazz, the Kings, the Pistons, the Clippers, the Sonics, and the Cavs. Well, the Cavs would be Virginia prior to that. And even before that, he was a Gale. With the All Hallows basketball team up in the Bronx. That's when I first got a chance to see him play, way back when. Former NBA standout, now analyst for Fox, Olden Polonese joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, Olden?
I'm good. And yourself?
Pretty good. Do you remember where you were January of 1979?
January of 1979. I think I was sitting in my apartment in Harlem. Counting down the ball.
Okay, well, no, that would be January 1st. This was a couple of weeks after, whatever. Your freshman year at All Hallows, a skinny little white kid from Sacred Heart coming out of Yonkers tried taking it to the hoop down there at your place with Coach Carey, and this big freshman kid came out and just smashed my ball into the third row of the stands. I thought I was clear. You don't remember blocking my shot as a freshman at All Hallows I was a skinny little senior at Sacred Heart?
To be honest, I don't, only because there's been a lot of basketball in between that time.
Oh, yeah, just a little, like 15 years in the league and 5 years thereafter. So, yes, I know it was a while ago for you. But, yeah, I remember when you snuffed my shot. I was a senior. You were a freshman. You made me look bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was proud to say I played against Olden Polonese, who went on to have a stellar NBA career. But you are now several years removed from it. What do you miss most about not playing anymore?
These new contracts.
Well, that's true. Good point.
Man, it's amazing. No, but seriously, I do miss the camaraderie, you know, to travel with the fellas. And I try to tell people it's something that you can't really quite understand. We spent more times with teammates than we did with our families. And so that made it that much more special. And to me, that's what I've missed over the years. The basketball within itself, it is what it is. The game has changed quite a bit, but that's what I truly, truly miss.
Fair enough. Who's the best teammate you have had?
The best team.
Not best team, best teammate. You just extolled the virtues of spending hours and days and weeks and months and years with teammates. Who's your best teammate?
I had a lot of great ones.
Narrow it down to two or three if you can't give me one.
I'm going to give you one, but I had to preface it by saying I had a lot of great ones. So when I give you my answer, you'll understand.
Okay.
But out of everybody, it has to be John Stockton.
That's a pretty good guy to pick.
You know, because he was amazing. Not only a great player, just a cool dude, you know, real mellow. What I love most about him, and I tell people this all the time, because Isaiah Thomas and he, you know, we're going to have our arguments who was better and all that. But it was what he used to do after games that put him over the top for me. You know, he would stand there, whether we won the game or lost the game, and just do every single interview, give honest answers, you know, expound on his answers, and, you know, that was it. And I remember asking him, you know, you do that all the time, huh? He said, yeah, I mean, I have to. You know, the person asking the question, it's his first question, even though I've answered 20 questions, but it's this guy's first question. And so that made it just blew me away that this man, as great as he was at that time, still looked at people like that.
Now, no questions asked, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest point guards in the history of the NBA, and you say a standout individual and teammate. Did you ever make fun of his shorts?
No, we all had those shorts.
No, he wore them shorter than anybody else.
Hey, listen, I was getting yeast infections in Seattle. Boy, them shorts were so tight.
Yeah, it was a little before the baggy shorts, but he had them tighter and wider than anybody else on the face of the planet. But he is a Hall of Famer.
He just kept them longer than everybody else.
Right.
We graduated to the baggy shorts. He chose not to.
Well, that's what I mean by making fun of him. Get with the program here, John. Come on.
You know what? We kind of left him alone. You know, it's him. That's his thing. And it fit him. It fit. But you know what? He did tell me this. He made a great point. If I ever decide to go through my legs, those shorts are going to get in the way.
He had such a good handle, it wouldn't have been a problem. He just liked the look of him, I would be my guess. Alden Polony's here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, NBA 2019-20. I just noted that James Harden has 25 points at the half. He's got a chance to be upper 30s, if not 40 points a game, knowing the new NBA and the threes and the like, but also the fact that you can get out and cover a guy and force him to take even further shots. Can James Harden actually average 40 points a game this year?
Why not? It's an easier defensive schemes that they've been allowed to play. By that, I mean, you know, the fact that the league took hand-checking out of the game a few years back. So now it's allowed a guy like a James Harden to just manipulate the rules and make them whatever way he wants. So I remember, you know, Will Chamberlain averaging 40-50. So it's not absurd to say that somebody in this day and age could do it. Because, again, it's similar to how the rules were. When Will was playing, you know, you couldn't really touch and foul or anything like that. So it's along the same lines. But the only thing that I don't like about James Harden's game, and I do love his game, and I think he's a great player. He's a volume shooter.
Yeah.
You're averaging 30 points, but you're taking 35 shots. That's not doing anything for me.
True.
It really isn't.
And the other thing, you mentioned Wilt, and he used to score 40 a game. But Wilt also played 48 minutes. And
yeah, we'll
James Harden at 37 and change is like one of the leaders in the NBA. But nobody in the game plays the entire game anymore.
No, there's no such thing. You know, we have this load management thing and everything else that goes along with, you know, this new NBA. But it's hard to see somebody playing 48 minutes a game. That's something I can honestly say we'll never see again.
If you had told Coach Carey when you were at All Hallows that you needed a load management day, what do you think he would have said to you?
He'd start laughing, probably throw a beer can at me.
Alden Polony's here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Clips and Lakes have been the two best teams in the Western Conference for me. Is everyone else just playing for a shot to try and upset one of those two teams, or is the winner of L.A. going to be the winner of the West?
Well, it all depends on how they end up at the end of the season. You know, we saw the Warriors last year, I mean, on their way to another title, and they got derailed by two major injuries. So if all stay the way it is, and barring any major injuries, I do see those two teams along with Houston. I do think Houston is a threat for those, you know, for that spot as well. You know, they have two MVP players right now at the guard position. And they got Eric Gordon coming back. So I like Houston to cause some problems for a lot of teams offensively. And I think, you know, they've gotten their defense on track. But the Clippers, it's the Clippers' title to lose, basically. That's how I'm looking at it, just the way they built. Because it's a 48-win team that added Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, which is absurd. And so to me, it's all about how they finish out the rest of the year and, again, barring injuries. I do like what the Lakers have done, but they need more firepower. They just don't have enough. They have a bunch of guys that are similar in style of play. You know, spot-up shooters. No one can put the ball down and get their own shots. And that's going to be their Achilles heel the rest of the year until they bring somebody in that can do that.
All right. I want to get your thoughts on a specific player. What do you think of Ben Simmons' game?
I think he's a talent. He's got to consistently work on his game. You got to keep improving. Offensively, he's a great passer. He's got great hands on defense. You know, this new generation, that's how they're playing now. Not so much concern about whether, you know, I make shots. It's all about style, and he has a lot of style. But if he ever gets a jump shot, a consistent jump shot, he's going to be an MVP-type player.
It could get scary, but he hasn't developed that jump shot yet, but his defense has been off the charts so far this year. Alden, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Good catching up. And, yes, every time I get you on, I'll remember that you trashed my shot back in 1979 when you were just a 14-year-old kid getting a couple of minutes on Coach Kerry's squad.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. But, again, I apologize.
Don't you ever apologize for blocking somebody's shot. Coach Kerry would hit you if you apologized for blocking somebody's shot.
It's okay.
I appreciate you coming on board, Alden. We will do it again. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.